Plenty of your texts coming through on this Monday morning, 0457 736 736. Keep them coming. So the Queensland State of Origin squad has been announced. Scotty Sattler from Sports Day New South Wales has jumped on the line this morning to give us his thoughts. Morning to you, Sats.
Hey, matey, how are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Rhys Walsh, number one, straight in. What do you make of that?
Well, I think from memory goes down as a player picked with the least amount of NRL games. I think Brent Tate was at about 12 when he got picked in 2002. Not too many have played after only single figures when it comes to the amount of NRL games. So, yeah, nothing prepares you, Matty, for Origin. I don't think we can sit back and all say that, you know, whether they're an Origin-made player, whatever it may be, but or throw them in Origin, you've just got to figure it out. You've just got to figure out whether if he's going to be a future Origin player, which we all agree he'll be a future Origin player. I suppose there's no time better than the present when you've got a team that's looking for players in those key positions, and what he does offer is a lot of energy, a lot of speed through the middle of the field. And we've got to remember, I think we seem to forget the generational play that we're seeing in this day and age, the millennials, they don't get overawed a lot. Gone in years gone by where it's really easy to get overawed. And the expectation of the players, they don't get overawed a lot of these players. They like the exposure. And knowing what I know of Rhys Walsh and seeing a fair bit of him over the years, been watching him ever since he's about 14 or 15, he's a pretty special young talent. He's a young father at 18 years of age. He's a lot of maturity well beyond his years, and we're going to find out, aren't we, Sunday night? I think it's exciting, but I think it's really exciting that we could be exposed to a future Origin superstar.
Yeah, so you're right, 18 years of age, so he's only played 7 NRL games. If you're New South Wales Sats and you see that that appointment of Rhys Walsh, what do you reckon the Blues are thinking?
Well, the Blues are thinking, I think everyone has seen him and realised that he's a very dangerous player. So first and foremost, they'd be thinking that. I think also the first time he brings a kick return back, that he'll come under a lot of physical attention, just to say welcome to this arena. And without a doubt, I think you've got no doubt that Nathan Cleary is going to throw one of those beautiful big spiral bombs at him the first time he tries to challenge him under a high ball. So, yeah, they'll welcome him with open arms, in the sense of trying to put as much pressure as possible. They won't let him just blend into the game. He'll come under a lot of scrutiny really early on.
Harry Grant is a big out. Andrew McCullough comes in. What do you make of that at hooker?
Yeah, when we look at Harry Grant, it's a huge out, because he's one of our future superstars when it comes to Origin. He'll end up playing 25 or 30 Origins in his career, you would think. But in saying that, it's not about scoring points in Origin for Queensland in Game 2. It's about defending New South Wales, where there's very slick attacking side. So Andrew McCullough, from a defensive point of view, is probably not a bad option, to be quite honest. He'd be able to tie up the middle. If they would have put Benny Hunt at hooker, there's really no one to play that utility role, that jersey number 14, that can play in the halves or in hooker, or if a lock forward goes down, playing an extra roving role. So it's probably not a bad selection. What Andrew McCullough has done throughout his entire career is tie up the middle of the field and really be really efficient defensively. So it's probably not a bad move, to be quite honest. And now with Munster, with another week of training under his belt last week, and another game under his belt, and another week of training this week, you think that Munster is going to be better for the last 2 weeks. So, and you know he's going to be better in game two after game one. So with McCullough, I don't think it's a bad selection, to be quite honest.
And just finally, Sats, your take on what happened on the weekend. I've had a fair bit to say about some of the bunker decisions and, players being sent for 10 minutes, which is almost getting out of hand the way that it's operating. Are we in a better shape than we were, 4 or 5 rounds ago?
Oh, we're in a far more controversial position, but I think, there's always going to be some teething problems, and getting through those was never going to be over 2 or 3 weeks. It's going to take the rest of the season, and
and over the pre-season for players to really get used to what's going on. In relation to the bunker, Matty, I hear some people saying, I don't want the bunker involved in a lot of decisions. I think with Siwa Takiaho, for example, let's use him as an example on Friday night. I thought it's a perfect example for the bunker to use the opportunity to have a look at that, because the words no mitigating circumstances is why we're complaining about that 10-minute sin bin from Friday night.
Yeah.
But if the bunker does get involved and has a look at it and says, yes, there were some mitigating circumstances, was there another option for Takiaho? Well, probably not, because at the spur of the moment at top speed, he was unable to pull out, and unfortunately, the contact with the head was made. And Nathan Cleary jumped up off the ground, and so there were some mitigating circumstances with the conditions and the way it was played. So I'd like to see the bunker involved so we do get it right, rather than just making these calls on the run.
Yeah, I looked at it and I looked at it and I went over and over and I went frame by frame, and I can't find any reason at all for that player to be sent from the field. I find it bizarre that it happened. Now, it's only one incident, and you know, it's like I said, it's not the crime of the century, but to me it says that there's a serious disconnect between what's happening on the field, what's happening in the bunker, and what the direction is from headquarters. But I think your point is exactly right, that it's going to be clunky along the way, and we're not going to fix it in just a few rounds. I'd like to know the answer. I don't know if we're going to actually get to a pretty straightforward and simple answer, because it ain't a straightforward and simple game. Good on you, Sats. Appreciate your time this morning, mate. The news has caught up with us.
Anytime, matey.
Scotty Sattler there. We will take a break. 0457 736 736 is the text line, or feel free to give me a call on this Monday morning, 1300 01 1170.